Nigga.
Man, get it to get left, man. That's the Get With The Times podcast. This is episode four?
Nigga, this is episode three.
Episode four. This nigga, like, we've been in this bitch 300 episodes.
Hey, he don't even know what episode it is. He's talking about episode three. Shit, it's episode four. Shit, man. How y'all boys doing, man?
I'm doing fine, sir. Thank you for asking.
Yes, sir.
Straight, man.
Damn, you straight? You all right?
Yes, nigga. Niggas can't just be straight, man.
Yeah, damn, nigga. What the fuck? Nah, I'm just still flabbergasted how you ain't know what episode we was on.
Nigga, you ain't know either.
Bro, I swear to God, it gotta be episode three.
It's episode four.
It's episode four, my boy.
Damn, that's crazy. We've been in this bit for a month.
Yes, sir. Man, we've been a month strong with it, man.
Every Sunday, yeah.
Yes, sir. Every Sunday, man. Hey, I ain't even gonna sit here and cap, man. Last night was crazy, man. I already kind of chopped it up with y'all boys, but I'm fucked up over here, man. So bear with a nigga, man. But shit, man, we go ahead and jump into it, man. I doubt we'd be in this bitch long today. You know, short little episode type shit. But what's up? Where y'all want to start at? I mean, we ain't really got a lot to speak on this week, but where y'all want to start?
I'm gonna just jump out stupid this morning. What the fuck y'all bitches need $40 for?
Ooh. Shit. Hey, that's a good ass question, though. Cause I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you, bro. Okay. I was goddamn, you know what I'm saying? This is a while back, man. Goddamn chopping up a little shot. Shawty asked me like after the jump, after 2 days. She had me for $90.
$90, bro.
She
doubled it in at 10.
Hell yeah. I'm over here, nigga. I'm looking at my phone, stupid. Like $90. I scratched my head, boy. I said, ooh, let me delete the thread. Man, ain't nobody got there and give you
$90. That's the thing. Have y'all ever asked? I've never asked. I just stopped replying.
Yeah, I don't reply.
Nah, I ain't lying. I asked once.
What'd she say?
Bitch said she didn't need $40 for nothing. She just wanted to see if I would give her $40.
Bitch, you got me fucked up just trying to see.
PSA, I'm not one of them niggas that's giving out free money. Yeah. You can't city girl me because I'm going down like that.
Yeah. Fuck that. We ain't tricking out this bitch, nigga. None of that shit.
I would say you going to have to work for this 40. You still might not get the 40. So
Working me.
Shout out Quavo, man, because that tequila last night was working my ass. No cap.
Shout out to them bitches trying to get the $40. I ain't mean no harm, no disrespect, no foul.
I got a theory, though. Shit from me. I got a theory on why they need it.
Go ahead.
Word is, they, you know, most of these bitches, they got a nigga, so they really got a boyfriend. And, you know, they niggas broke, so they send their girl out to get money so they boyfriend get an eighth and some snacks. That's my theory. But
bingo.
Eighth. That eighth probably got down 25.
Yeah, man.
The nigga she bought it from told her it was exotic. It's really good.
She asked me the name. It's like, I don't know. It's exotic, though. Trust me.
If a nigga ever say that shit, it's some mid. It ain't.
It might not be some mid. It's probably just regular. You know.
Don't ever let no nigga text you with the name. Hey, bro, I got Space Jam OG on deck. Come shop.
I got some forbidden fruit. I got wedding cake. Yeah.
Not wedding cake. Hey, man, the city been smoking wedding cake. I ain't going to sit in the car. Yeah. The whole city been smoking that shit. Hey, man, fuck all that, man. We ain't talking about that shit right now. We talking about these $40 for these bitches need, man. Goddamn. I put it like this, man.
Some hoes need $40 for the Plan B pill. Shit.
Bitch, she going to need to save up 10 more.
Not if she ordered that bitch 50? On Amazon Prime.
I never bought one, bro. I ain't know that shit.
Yeah, them hoes 50, bro.
I bought one once. I ain't gonna sit here and cap. Yeah. I had to, but I was scared.
It's been many times where like the girls like we should get a Plan B, and I'd be like, "Why are you looking at me? Like I'm supposed to buy the shit."
you a fool, bro.
I won't even lie to you.
And nigga said, what you looking at me for?
I ain't even gonna lie to you. Yeah. One time, we pulled up to the CVS, right? So we sitting out, and she was like, okay, I'll go half. After we sitting in the car for like 20 minutes, we'll go half. I was like, but I want you to go in there and get it. I was like, man, you want the Plan B pill. You go in there and get this shit. So she's like, just fuck it. You sure you didn't know me? I'm like, bro, I already told you I did it, man. You good.
Shit, yeah, man.
I ain't spending that money.
I ain't even gonna say in cap. The one time I did, you know, make a bit take a Plan B. I took it at a Walgreens. I said, shit, you gotta take this Plan B. I came back to the car with nothing but a Plan B. She said, damn, I can't get no drink. I said, you better go buy it. The fuck?
What the fuck?
You get a water? You ain't getting no snacks, huh?
Hell no. Bitch, you getting a Plan B.
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna be the odd man.
You already bought it, though. You right.
I done bought several Plan Bs. I ain't gonna hold y'all. It's probably been over 15 I done bought.
Oh, hell no.
Boy, you need to pull out. You need to pull
hell
out.
Hell nah, nigga. I had Amazon Prime. They got the 2 for $40 on that bitch.
That's a sweet deal, but I'm pulling out.
Nah, I'm going all in. I'm giving her that Monday Night Raw.
Ain't nothing worth my sanity. Ain't nothing too good to leave that shit in.
Yeah. I feel you.
But shit, man, off the bullshit onto some real shit, man. Shout out to fuck that. I ain't even shouting that shit out.
You might want to shout him out now. You can't give him a half ass shout out.
I'm not giving them no shout out though. Fuck them. I've been saying fuck them when my nigga Kodak got locked up.
So why was you about to shout him?
I don't know why the fuck I was finna say shout out.
This man talking about all this real shit. Shout out to him. Nah, fuck them.
Nah, it was just the way I was finna say. But motherfucking man, damn, I was finna say that shit again. Fucking fuck it, man. Shout out to the motherfucking bait card of hip hop game, man. Shout out to Rolling Loud, man. Shout out Rolling Loud, no cap.
Let's clarify Rolling Loud Miami because LA ain't do no crazy shit yet.
Well, yeah, yet. So you never know. But nah, man.
I said yet.
Fuck Rolling Loud. You know what the fuck I'm on. I've been on that shit all week, man. Since they locked my nigga Kodak up. My nigga, they locked my boy out, so fuck them, man.
They try to do
my boy Wayne dirty too. Fuck him. But man, nah, man, Rolling Loud last week, man. That shit was crazy, man. I'm going to put it like this, man. It seemed like everybody's either getting locked up, something going on, motherfuckers getting into some type of altercation.
You can't blame Rolling Loud, man. I'm gonna blame him.
It was the police, man. But
now you gotta blame the rapper.
I'm gonna blame him.
That's what I told this nigga earlier, bro. You gotta like blame the rapper because if you think about the shit, bro, Lil Wayne seen the shit. He assessed the scene, and then that nigga left.
Now they asked to check his shit. And he's like, nah, knowing his shit not up to par, so everybody left. If you moving like that, man, you can't blame nobody but yourself for how you moving and what you got in your tour bus or whatever.
Hell yeah.
That's on you. Now, as far as altercations, shit, that's on you too. You know the fucking bill, who on the shit, who performing, who more than likely gonna come.
Hell yeah, man.
Shout out. Well, not really. Shout out.
Just
man,
really, but... it's fuck Miami. They on the fuck shit. Rolling
yeah,
Loud,
fuck Miami police.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I hope that boy. I seen they got them revoked. They're trying to revoke motherfucking. Young boy probation and shit, man. I hope you come about that situation because that's a tough situation. They said that man facing 10 years.
Hell yeah, but I mean.
Ooh, they put a bit elbow on that boy.
That's a bit.
Also, while we on the Rolling Loud shit, rest in peace, hella man.
Yeah, I mean, to be real with you, rest in peace to him. I personally ain't listening to none.
I mean, music. I ain't never heard that nigga music neither. I just wanted to say rest in peace. He shouldn't have lost his life trying to go perform or do whatever he was going to do.
Yeah. He died like 3 days before Rolling Loud started.
Damn.
At a club, bro. But yeah, RIP to him, though. Hell of bands.
I thought he died the first night of Rolling Loud.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Nah, bro.
But I mean, I ain't know who bro was, but I started seeing like these IG models posting bro in their story, so I guess a lot of people knew that nigga and shit.
Yeah, that shit sad, man. That whole NBA YoungBoy situation when he got into it, and that dude ended up dying, man. That that shit crazy because the dude that ended up dying wasn't even, he had shit to do with it. They said that shit went across some parking lots on Main Street and killed him. Yeah. That shit crazy.
They dropped them charges on Young Boy too.
Yeah, they probably, they dropped them bitches, man, but they trying to revoke that man probation, man, so shit.
Yeah.
Either way, he's still facing something, you know what I'm saying? That's like, what charges was Young Boy even facing? What charges he was facing for that shit?
Not for, the fucking shooting?
Yeah.
They was trying to say that he was in the wrong for, they was in the wrong for shooting in the first place, but then the police said that it was self-defense, so they dropped all the charges.
Yeah, see.
But I mean, at the same time, I don't wish no jail on nobody, like Sincere was saying earlier. But Young Boy been being dumb as fuck, bro. He been doing a lot of bullshit, and the judge gave his ass a lot of chances.
Yeah, the dice roll that way. That's how it roll. He even beat his girlfriend up and did all type of crazy shit.
He beat a maid up, nigga, all types of crazy shit.
He been arrested like 6 times. If you really follow law, he would have been, his shit would have been revoked the first time.
Hell yeah. Like, and we not even talking about, like, in general. This is after this shit. She already put him on the suspended sentence.
So.
And she specifically told, bruh, to stay off social media. Then she came back, or he, whoever the fuck the judge is. And then they let him back on social media. And then what did bruh get to doing on social media? Arguing with people, doing all type of wild ass shit.
Man, that's a herpes monster. That nigga stay mad, bro.
I don't know how you tell someone they can't get on the internet.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like,
yeah, oh, that is wild.
That boy was on a burner account.
But this how you, bro, to me, honestly, bro.
Secret Instagram posted pictures.
That nigga, he has to be, bro really need to get that anger. He need to get some, they need to goddamn put some, tell that nigga he need to take some anger management, bro. Cause, bro,
he did, I think, man.
It ain't no way in hell you that mad, bro. I never understood this, bro. This whole, even with our generation, bro, I never understand this shit when niggas be mad screaming at their phone on live or some shit. Like, yeah, whole ass making videos, like on Snapchat, Instagram, all that shit, yelling.
Be squaring up at
and
the
be
camera.
Mad as fuck. Like, nigga, ain't nobody in that room but you. You sitting here looking at you, you damn near yelling at yourself in the mirror, bro. Like, that shit weird to me, bro. Like, I ain't ever been that mad where I'm sitting here goddamn on live yelling at the phone. Like, that shit weird to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping.
Nah, you not. That live shit weird. I could see arguing with a nigga on the phone.
Yeah, like, that's
on
different.
A personal call. But niggas be going live to let their fans know they angry and start squaring up at the damn camera.
Yeah, that shit is a little insane.
Yeah, like Soulja Boy and Famous Dex. I think that's who that was.
You know, the game good for it. He'll slap a filter on it.
Oh, but the dog filter on. On
the video. Man, the game will post a picture of you. No, he'll post a picture of himself talking shit about you, and it'd be like 3 paragraphs long, and you still halfway through that bitch, you reading the motherfucker like, what the fuck this nigga even talking about? That nigga.
Hell yeah. Hell no, but I mean,
it's different.
Man, I'm gonna give a shout out to the game. He then came out and said he gonna stop doing them Nipsey posts. So I just want to say thank God.
Oh, word?
He said that's for real?
Yes, real shit. Man, he came out to say he done with them posts.
Man, thanks, Lil Saint. Fuck.
Yeah, bro, it's on some other shit.
Hell no, that nigga was grieving kind of weird. Everybody grieved different, but come on, like that shit.
Grieving like a bitch.
Well,
yeah. I'm jumping out there. That nigga was grieving. That nigga was grieving like a side bitch. I'm going and jumping out.
He
there.
Was on some bullshit, bro. And he sent Lauren London a poem.
A what?
A poem.
I mean, that's sweet.
I mean, yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with that, but.
Yeah, like,
it's just the fact he did that after 18 posts. Like,
yeah, that's what I was saying.
You could have texted that to her, man.
Hey, man, shout out to Charlamagne. Oh, I'm sorry.
Who?
Charlamagne.
But what?
He did.
He sent her that.
Random shout out.
I don't know why the fuck I do that. I was thinking that shit a minute ago, man. But nah, for real, shout out to Charlamagne, man, because that's not why I'm bringing it up. But that schoolboy motherfucker interview, that was a good ass interview.
Oh, that shit was fire.
That shit was hard. And no, the reason why I said shout out to him, man, that that gold pendant he sent Nipsey to Lauren London, that shit was hard. I don't know if y'all seen that.
Nah, I didn't even know.
I saw a little post about it. I ain't seen it. You know what I'm saying? Kind of just skimmed through it.
Yeah, oh, that shit was tough.
Hell yeah, shit.
But other than that, man, the last week, man, to be real, like, it's damn that sound like I'm wrapping this bitch up, but it ain't really been shit going on.
Yeah, nothing too crazy. Gosh, you know,
yeah.
Slow week. That means the next week gonna have some crazy shit, hopefully.
Hell yeah.
Okay, not hopefully, but.
I mean, yeah, not hopefully. Shit going on, though. But we do got a podcast to do. We would like some news out this bitch.
But now we gonna come out with a new segment. I just made this up literally 5 seconds ago. Who y'all got as the Instagram model of the week? Who y'all got? Who been showing out?
Matter of fact, shout out to Mary Dom. I'm going with her off.
Oh, what? Oh, no.
No, I'm lying. What's nice. That? I'm flexing. I think I'm going to go with the one I've been liking the most post all week is that mad girl, Chris, or whatever the fuck that bitch name is.
Yeah, I seen you in that bitch. Like, her little odd body ass.
Jody, let's not act like you wasn't liking
her. Yeah.
I was.
You wasn't liking her.
I was. Oh, yeah. I was. Hold up. But go back and look through them pictures, man. Go back and look through them last about 15, 20 posts. He in all of them.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Now, when she dropped that picture, when she was looking a little weird, who sent that to the group chat?
Bro, that's when I left. Like I said,
yeah,
oh,
but let's keep it. Let's keep it a buck here.
Shorty body was looking a little odd, bro.
Let's keep it a buck here, Jordan. At least I ain't cap, nigga.
What you mean? I ain't.
I was in them likes. I said I was in them likes.
Oh yeah. I'm about to say nah. Like I know I was in the likes. I don't give a fuck.
Niggas but that one, when you bring up that pack.
That Jordan, one, they doing this shit too, bro.
that one when Shawty was goddamn.
Yeah.
Put it there.
You was in the likes though, my boy.
Ben had one chromosome picture, and this nigga goddamn forget where he came from.
I brought that shit up to the group chat. I was like, y'all liking these pictures.
No, but that one.
Yeah, I don't know what else she had going on, but the body, that shit's.
Shawty built weird, boy.
He's built weird.
Shawty built weird.
But you know, my pick, your pick. You said who was it again? You at who?
You talking to me or Jordan?
You nigga, you the one that picked earlier.
Oh well. I only really got two to choose from because I don't be looking too much. Actually, what's that one chick, bro? You like the damn video too, goddamn. Alicia Diaz? That I'll get her to.
Oh, Aisha?
Yeah. That video she had posted, that joke was crazy. I'm going to have to get her to.
That video was like some water.
I'm about to say thought of the week. My fault. No disrespect.
Instagram model of the week. Instagram model of the week. You know, they're self-made, shit like that. I got Caitlyn Egg. She on the come up.
Bruh. Oh God. That girl thick as hell.
Putting you down. You heard it here first. Caitlyn Egg.
That girl thick as hell.
Yeah, she different. I've been like her pictures lately.
And she like a little lawyer type chick. I don't know. I think seen her on Twitter talking about she a law assistant or something.
Yeah, she wearing like the tax something, tax office.
Oh, yeah, my fault. I said law.
So she got an actual job and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
But shots on.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Jordan don't got one, you know. He in a relationship, I think. Right?
Hell yeah.
Man, you know I got an Instagram model of the week.
Who you got, my boy?
Hold on. I'm just trying to find her. Bro. I don't know her name off the top of my head.
I just call her Boo. I don't know her name.
Oh shit! Listen, it was a new bitch I just recently followed, man.
Man,
she from like I think she from New York.
I'm gonna have to start thinking about this because I really actually don't follow too many. I just be looking at who Sincere be following with D-Bitch because he be having different ones that I ain't seen before.
They, everyone that's listening, it ain't like I just follow just hoes.
I ain't mean it like that. I just be only following music and shit like that. So I had to go dig in somebody else's page to look for the women.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my Instagram model of the week, man. Shout out to Yasmin Lopez, man. Shout out,
that one, man.
Yeah, shout out Yasmin Lopez.
Never heard of that one neither.
Shit, go look up, man. She in my followings.
Oh, wow.
Damn, nigga.
She's all right. You know what I'm saying? She's cool.
Yeah, I see Jordan in these likes.
Yes, sir. I'm in them likes.
Yeah, I see you in here. First like.
Oh, yes, sir. I be seeing Jordan in a lot of likes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That boy, like, he the liker, man. He be hitting him like quick. I'm like, God,
hell yeah. Man. He always be trying to cap later like that wasn't right. Him.
Nah, man.
Nigga do that shit once a week.
Hey, man, I don't know what y'all be talking about, bro. I just like, after the day over with, I ain't like that picture, bro. After 24 hours, that's not me in them likes.
Damn.
Yeah, that's okay. How I was feeling at that moment.
Uh-huh. So, go ahead. I ain't gonna lie to you. Shawty, we were just talking about Brian Instagram model of the week. After she posted that weird body picture.
Nah, see, that's not his. That's not mine. That's not mine.
Who was yours?
I changed my mind. I said Aisha Diaz.
Aisha Diaz?
Mm-hmm. You seen her, we sent it before, right?
Yeah, we sent it way before, but that's the type of attention Aisha Curry wants.
That shit kind of spicy.
My bad. I take my back. Mine of the week is Aisha Curry. Shout out to her.
Well, you tripping.
Hold on, Jordan. I'm sending you this shit right now. Stay tuned. You about stay to see something different. I just
seen her, man.
Go to your little DM or whatever the fuck it is.
Shit. Hey, boy, you sent the right one, boy. No cap. Hey.
That's hell, though. I put all y'all on.
Hell yes. That's why I had to shout you out, bro.
I ain't never seen her before.
Bro, you just be paying attention.
I sent you, man.
Sincere be sliding in with a good one every once in a
while. Oh, I got my list ready. Wait till I get this check, my boy. Wait till I get this check or get some of this clout. It's a wrap. I'm telling you. I got something I don't even follow. That's how, like, I'm holding it down to that level. I don't even want people knowing or finding them.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. But
you got to keep them in the tuck, man.
Yeah, I got some in the tuck, man. I'm talking about 20, 30K. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. But on the real, though, enough of the IG shit, though. Y'all, what y'all think about the Bucks dusting off the Raptors like that?
That's exactly what they're doing, dusting them off. Shit. But
I ain't expected to be, like, this easy for them. I had Bucks winning, but
they
made it look easy.
I'm still rocking with my Raptors.
I just wanted to hear this shit with Jordan because he was over here boasting big and bad about.
Right, he's talking highly mighty of him.
I wasn't talking, nigga. I ain't never said.
Yeah,
I said I got Raptors in the finals. That's all I ever said. I never went into details. How many games? Oh, they're gonna beat the fuck out of the Bucks. No, I never said that.
No. He did that with the Celtics. He's like, yeah. Celtics got a bigger, better bench.
Yeah, I never said nothing about no Raptors beating the Bucks. I just said I got the Raptors because I called them niggas in the finals last year, so I was just sticking to that. But I know the Bucks finna get off in that ass. They getting off in that ass. Kawhi by itself, bro.
Hey, were they playing at Raptors home or Bucks?
They played Raptors next. Last night they played in Milwaukee.
Nah, they still winning. It's a wrap.
The Raptors might get one.
Yeah, they go catch one.
If they get one, they got to be at home.
To five, yeah, it's a wrap. I ain't expected to go like this. I'm thinking it was going to maybe be seven games.
Hey, but it ain't over though, man. Shit.
Six games?
You never know.
You're right, though.
Ain't over till Kyle Lowry.
People throw a 3-1 lead, you feel me? You know,
yeah, and it also ain't like, you know what I'm saying, they both can, you know what I'm saying, easily lose. I mean, yeah. Bucks, but I mean, it ain't like no factor or nothing like that. Like, I mean, I only reason why I was questioning, I'm still rocking with it because it can kind of go both ways to me. I mean, they can still lose, but shit, the Bucks. I just think the Bucks got a bigger supporting cast, really.
Yeah,
but cause don't nobody be showing up for goddamn Toronto Book or what?
Exactly, and yeah, nobody from the Raptors can stop Giannis at all. I don't think nobody in the league can really stop that nigga.
Yeah, that's facts. I agree.
Damn, and then
balling out.
Trailblazers might get a game in. Other than that,
I gave up. Shout out Dame Lillard, but them niggas about to bring them brooms out. So.
Yeah, the brooms is coming out, and I was talking crazy, and I was going to the finals, just being, you know, optimistic, but.
Yeah.
Optimistic doesn't work. You got to be a realist, and them brooms is coming out.
Broom emoji.
See, but when I be a realist, I be dick riding. You see how it is, man?
No, that's the difference.
No, nigga. I wasn't trying to hear shit y'all was talking about because I already know what's up, bro.
But the thing is, bro, you was acting like you was a slight Warriors fan. We was being optimistic.
I literally said I got the Trailblazers winning, not saying I think or know they're gonna win. I want them to win.
I was giving y'all niggas the same energy y'all was giving me. Y'all just calling my phone, talking about these.
We didn't do this to after the fact. You did all that shit with them. With the Trailblazers.
You started it.
Started this war.
You said what?
You started this war.
That shit, nigga.
Nigga, please.
I finished it.
You ain't finished shit, man.
Yeah, the fuck I did, because these goddamn Trailblazers y'all said was going to the final.
So
what's up with the Raptors going to the final?
Nigga turns 24 and lose all common sense.
You damn right.
Hell nah.
All common sense has been lost, nigga.
Yeah, that sombrero took a lot out of you. I'm going to give you a pass for that.
Yeah, boy, joke of hell. But, yeah. My boy's birthday was yesterday. You know, by the time y'all hear this recording, it's going to be on the 19th. His birthday was on the 17th. But, yeah, I was going to say some other shit, but I'm going to keep it discreet. Show him some love, though. You know?
Yeah, I was going to say some wild shit.
Nah, don't say no wild shit. Y'all gonna get me in trouble. I'm gonna ruin my
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Shit, man. What else didn't happen, man? I mean, shit, nothing else happened. But
I mean, you know what I'm saying. You can bring up your report since we was gossiping earlier, man. If you want to.
Fuck out of here, bro. Fuck out of here. I ain't even with all that, but. I mean, shit, we even talked about what these bitches needed a $40 for. We even discussed. We even talked about the Instagram model of the week. Shit, I'm going to just make up another segment.
Hey.
The Augusta music scene, you know?
Hell yeah.
How y'all feel about that?
That artist spotlight, you know?
It's looking good, nigga.
I think so too, man. You know?
A lot of niggas turning up.
I think somebody gonna break, not the curse, but somebody gonna make this shit pop off. You know, it's gonna be a wave soon. I could call it.
Hell yeah!
I had this talk with Slim. The city just need to get behind one nigga and push his ass. Cause one,
yeah, that's
once,
the
once one blow, it ain't nothing but a dead way after that.
But make sure y'all actually fought with the nigga and support the nigga, because y'all see how y'all did TK Kravitz.
Well, I thought you was going to say Ooh, y'all.
Not y'all, nigga. I'm not talking about y'all. I'm saying y'all to the audience.
I'm going to keep it a stat. I ain't really. I knew bros, or Augusta, the TK, Cash, that little group, but I ain't never really. That's the first song I heard from them, the blow up song. Like, I ain't hear shit from them. Besides that, what's the shit that would three times in a row? Yeah, but I was just talking about
bruh specifically by himself, because then when he tried to speak on Augusta, them niggas was getting on his ass in that Vlad interview.
Yeah, I can't really speak on it. I don't know, bruh, like that. I don't know if he was from what did he say? It was a poverty stricken area.
He just said it was a poverty stricken area. He ain't portray him being a street nigga. He know he a singer. He ain't really say nothing crazy other than it is.
He be a street nigga and a singer. Chris Brown got these folks beat, man. These singing niggas is more street than these rappers.
Yeah.
What is a street nigga now, though? Let's be real.
Everybody a street nigga. A nigga with a purse?
These street niggas got statues.
Niggas be hard as hell and gay on the low. Like, what the fuck?
How you gonna rob me, nigga? I rob.
What is a street nigga? What is a street nigga? That riddle me that. Riddle me that. Come on.
Shit, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I definitely don't know what the fuck that is.
Hell yeah.
Niggas be mad as hell you touch his satchel.
Hell yeah, especially that champion one out of champs.
That's one thing I can't get jiggy with now, bro. I remember like at elementary school, bro. We used to get on motherfuckers for having fanny packs. Not everybody want to have a fanny pack. That shit's so weird to me, bro. I ain't never been with no fanny pack wave. I'm sorry.
What's the book bags that? What's the book bags with one strap? The sling ones. What's some shits?
I don't know, bro.
Go horizontally on your chest.
Talking about
I know what you're talking about. I seen them in high school, but I ain't never had that shit.
Even fuck with them shit.
Them motherfucking.
Damn, you ain't got a real backpack?
Them motherfucking messenger bags.
Yeah, I had a classic JanSport.
It was like real school book bags.
Regular book bag with one strap, and they used to go over like diagonal.
I just know I ain't fuck with them either. I was like, damn, you ain't got a real book bag, my boy? What the fuck?
You could at least
just come with the binders.
Yeah, I had the cartoon book bag when that wave was, and I had a Mario Kart book bag.
Yeah, I ain't never had no. Them little ass book bags, what am I going to use them for? It was just too small. That shit was kind of goofy to me. I had JanSport, and then I had North Face because of strap shit. Some shit's hard.
Shit. I ain't really carry shit, to be honest, so that's why I had that shit. It wasn't shit in there.
I don't even know how I graduated all the shit I didn't have in my bag.
It was a shit in my bag, but
I had some weed in that bit. I'm gonna come ahead and be real. I had paper, weed, headphones, charger. That wrap it up for my school day.
Shit, you hell! I ain't even bring it. I ain't even look at my phone during the school day.
Oh, bitch, I was on the phone.
I don't think I ever really brought my charger to school.
Yeah, I ain't never.
I started my senior year.
I was bringing mine every day.
I don't even think I could have got away with that shit.
My shit would last a day.
They were snatching phones back then.
They were snatching them too. But
you were just a badass kid.
Yeah, man. I was just still on my shit.
By my time, they let you have the phones. They'd just be like, put it up, or once you're done, you could be on it.
Because I was one of them niggas
on the teacher.
I was one of them niggas where you're not finna take my phone. Go ahead and suspend me.
You're one of them people.
Give me ISS. You're not finna take my phone, bro.
Hell yeah. They'll be like, we gonna put it in the office. Your mama got to come get it for you.
Nah.
Fuck that.
You're not taking that bitch.
You know how mad my mama would be if she had to go to the school to get some shit that belonged to us?
Yeah, boy, my mama cussed me out.
That shit is crazy. They thought they could just take some shit.
Shit, them niggas made niggas keeping hellers in the office, too. What if a nigga die in class? Fuck out of here.
For real? Yeah. You had to keep an inhaler in
the office? Yes, bro. If you had asthma, them hoes had to be at the nurse. So if you had an asthma attack, you got to run all the way to the damn nurse, nigga. What if your ass die in the fucking class?
First off, nigga.
That shit ain't even a drug, is it? It's just air and shit, ain't it?
It's albuterol. It is a drug, but it's a fucking... I forgot, but...
Niggas ain't abusing the inhaler. Come on.
Yeah, I know, bro. That shit don't.
They hell.
Yeah, them niggas fight them. Yeah, because I remember when I was in like the last year I was in school when they had like the what was it? The damn. They had the little metal detector shit for like a few weeks, and a girl had got ISS because she had a damn inhaler in her book bag, bro.
Oh yeah, the school we was at was bullshit. I already know they have some bullshit. That's why when I finally went to a better, different school, I ain't never get in trouble. I was on ISS every other day.
Yeah, you nigga, you leave Columbia County or come to Columbia County from somewhere else, your ass turn into a damn bad kid. You go somewhere else and you be good.
Yeah.
Comparison to what other niggas be doing.
Damn, that mean I was just bad because I got kicked out of Columbia County. I was still bad at Richmond County. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, you were just
bad then, bro.
Well, in that case, man, that's episode 4 for you. We're going to go ahead and get up out of here since I'm the bad guy. Fuck you.
Hell yeah. Fuck Jordan.
This nigga about to cry about this shit.
You damn right, man. What a Kleenex set, man.
Hell nah, let us pray for you.
The Kleenex.
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, ain't there some tissues?
Yeah.
Nigga, what the hell you thought he was talking about?
I'm thinking about like some cleaning spray. I'm like, bro, you tripping, man.
Oh, no, this nigga forget to commit.
This nigga thought I was thinking about Windex.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, what the hell are you using that for?
What the nigga, fuck is that? Nigga about to clean up his act.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
But shit, man, we gonna go ahead and wrap this motherfucker up, man. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna catch y'all.